This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I'll be the first to admit to you, I don't totally understand what happened at the Transfiguration. All I can go with is what the New Testament says. That the inner circle of disciples, Peter, James, and John, went with Jesus up onto a mountaintop to pray. And it's interesting how mountains in the Bible are always associated with the spiritual. Psalm says, I will look unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. From whence cometh my help. What does that mean? That means that the mountains are always associated with the Lord. Mountains are always associated with the spiritual side of life because it causes a man or woman to look up. If you've ever been to the Rockies out in Colorado, if you've ever been to mountains anywhere, you know there is something majestic and something spiritual about mountains because they cause a person to look up. And I want you to notice something, that Jesus felt the need to get alone. Do you ever feel the need to get alone and pray? Why not? Do you ever feel the need to get alone with your Bible and read the Word of God? Why not? That is a question for you and for me. As I mentioned recently, we like to get alone with a newspaper. We like to get alone with a good book, a good novel. We like to get alone with the radio, the stereo, whatever the case may be. When do we get alone with the Word of God in prayer? Jesus felt the need to get alone. And verse 29 is interesting. Here's explaining what happens in what's called the Transfiguration of Christ. As Jesus was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. I want you to write down something in your notes about the Transfiguration, because this is very important. This was not something that happened to Jesus. This was not something that happened to him, like Jesus was zapped with lightning. This was something that happened from Jesus. And I think that's significant. That's not just a play on words. It wasn't something that happened to him. It happened from him, meaning what? It came from within. And here's my take on it, is that the glory of God that was in Jesus and is in Jesus, everything about him, the glory of God, came out for a moment. And Peter, James, and John had the privilege of seeing the glorified Christ. They saw the real him. His clothes were like lightning. His face radiated something from within. And you know, we experience that on a smaller scale in life. Have you ever had this experience where you know somebody and you go through an experience and you say this, you know, I saw a side of his temper I never saw before. We talk about that in a negative way. Well, I saw something in her I've never seen before. We use that in a negative way, but it's also a positive thing. Where people will say, well, I saw something, a side of him that I never saw before. I saw something in her when I saw her stand up for what's right and for what's godly. I saw something come out in her that I never saw before. We see that on a smaller scale. Imagine what they saw when the glory of God Almighty shone through the appearance of Jesus Christ himself, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. I don't understand that. I just know that it was a powerful moment. I want to talk about the significance of the two men in verse 30, Moses and Elijah. Moses obviously stood for the law and represented the law, the Ten Commandments. Elijah would stand for the prophets. And so you have this symbolism here of the one representing the law of God and the prophets coming together side by side with Jesus. And they're talking about the decease, the exodus is the Greek word, the exodus of Jesus, his departure. They're talking about his death.
Well, maybe you've heard the term transfiguration but had no idea of what it was about. We continue this message from Luke 9 tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.